Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we've been knowing each other for a while. I'm into you. I don't know what I gotta do, you know. Get closer.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you in? Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I see myself being with you forever.
That's really beautiful. I kind of dig you too, you know that. We're friends, and I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship, and you know what that means.
Well, whatever I gotta do, I'll do it for you.
She put me in an awkward situation.
Now what am I supposed to do? When I want you in the world? How can I want you for that? When I'm already in the world? What am I?
find a way to persevere through your tears, even if it seems absurd. Celebrate life with love and gratitude, no matter what things occur. My faith in God allows me to redeem my dreams deferred. The Christ that is manifested in me allows me to manifest things with words. Abide in his covenants and all things ye ask shall be given to you. Know that the tree of your life will not bear fruit if not connected to the root of spirit and truth. I pray that you find God in the midst of searching for material things and return to your God nature as a spiritual being. All of your life you've been trying to find things to satisfy your soul. I would like for you to know that it is only the bread of life that can magnify your goals. But through it all, you have to learn to pray and worship. Develop faith and know that patience is your greatest virtue. Follow your dreams. Whatever you're chasing, you gotta be patient. No matter the test. Whatever you're facing, you gotta be patient. So many lessons. To get to them blessings, you gotta be patient. Gotta be patient. Gotta be patient, homie. Follow your dreams, whatever you chasing, you gotta be patient, wherever you go, in so many places, you gotta be patient, don't be complacent, in your situation, you gotta be patient, gotta be patient, gotta be patient, baby, and every time that it seems like life is punishing you, understand that you're only being prepared for everything that you have coming to you. Your hopes and aspirations may not have manifested when you wanted them to, but the universe is working to make every one of them true. Trust and believe and you shall receive. This has been God's eternal promise since Adam and Eve. We all have dreams of extravagant things, but a tree must first grow before you gather its leaves. And winter must come to balance the spring. And flowers do die in the palace of queens. All that matters with dreams is that you keep them alive. Have faith in yourself, defeating demons inside. All that matters with dreams is that you keep them alive. This is your God-given purpose and your reason to fly. Follow your dreams. Whatever you're chasing, you gotta be patient. No matter the test. Whatever you're facing, you gotta be patient. So many lessons. To get to them blessings, you gotta be patient. Gotta be patient. Gotta be patient, homie. Follow your dreams. Whatever you chasing, you gotta be patient. Wherever you go, in so many places, you gotta be patient. Don't be complacent. In your situation, you gotta be patient. Gotta be patient. Gotta be patient, baby.
You have to find a way to persevere through your tears, even if it seems absurd. Celebrate life with love and gratitude, no matter what things occur. My faith in God allows me to redeem my dreams deferred. The Christ that is manifested in me allows me to manifest things with words. Abide in his covenants and all things ye ask shall be given to you. Know that the tree of your life will not bear fruit if not connected to the root of spirit and truth. I pray that you find God in the midst of searching for material things and return to your God nature as a spiritual being. All of your life you've been trying to find things to satisfy your soul. I would like for you to know that it is only the bread of life that can magnify your goals. But through it all you have to learn to pray and worship. Develop faith and know that patience is your greatest virtue.
I recall all my power and all my energy back to me with divine care. Whoever, whatever is living off my light energy, run that back, get your own. I'm emotionally gifted, so I must guard that gift with wisdom and firmness. My openness is emotionally generous. I must be watchful. I'm seeing who are and aren't skilled to receive. I receive what others' blind spots are, teaching me about budgeting my energy and setting the boundaries. I have the right to tell people what they don't want to hear in the name of setting the boundaries. I also want to exhaust myself on people who ain't listening. I'm done with people pleasing and the attachment to make everyone happy with me. I won't share like how I used to share. I people, people wiser. I know now people pleasing isn't love, but it is fear. I am magnificent at releasing expired emotional ties to how I structure my life with people, knowledge, money, friends. of my body, love, and time. I'm free from over-explaining and justifying my choices. My cutoffs aren't personal, they're spiritual. Anyways, I call back all energy that belongs to me. I am not the caretaker of those who want to stay asleep. I release the programming of being overly responsible for the happiness of others. The divinity in me, you know what's up. Tell me who I should share my intimate energy with. I focus my energy on who sees me and skillfully respects me. Not those who are skilled in choosing their false stories about me. I notice and accept when there is unequal energy exchange. I have more mental real estate when I release people I bonded with through my trauma self and not through my healing self. Yet I am deeply grateful for the hidden gifts that divine used them for to help me see my worth. I speak the law of reciprocity and mutual exchange in my most intimate relationships. I now know misalignments aren't personal, but vibrational. I enroll myself into believing my emotional health is to create healthy boundaries for myself. I cast away the curse of suppressing my emotions. I am free from internal violence towards my feelings. How I feel is a part of fulfilling my purpose. I explore a healthy relationship between my emotions and boundaries. If they feel like home and they feel safe to be around, I spend more time with that type. I'm learning how to interpret people's energy, especially those I love. I emit my own frequency and monitor how much energy I absorb from events, social media, texting, conversations, entertainment, and thinking. I attract connections where my love languages are valued, explored, and met. I'm on a budget. I gotta keep that same energy, no matter what. I surround myself with emotionally mature allies that are strong when I am vulnerable. I vow to not play nice just to be named nice. My circle got like a lowercase o, and I love it here. I'm laughing because I have no clue what's here. But god dang it, I'm gonna get curious and lean into it like I know it will all be all good for me, good for us. I have people in my life I don't have to re-examine to reposition in my life. I am honest with who really got what it takes to connect with me and what I offer to connection. On some real-ish, my worth is not based on how much I give. Even if I'm misinterpreted or misunderstood, I know I'm not being distant. I am now gravitating to the vibe that best suits my energy. I'm picky with who I allow into my intercourse. I am my own verification. I embrace learning relational intelligence to enrich how I relate and invite others to relating deeper, even if parts of me are still tender. I am surrounded only by others who feel like honey. I have the wisdom to see through agendas, to play any individual or collective racial wounds against my emotional energy and free thinking. The power within me is stronger than the 1%. Attempts to control my energetic wealth and well-being. My energy is the truest wealth in existence. I am made in the image of God, and I am opening to realizing that more. This is my truest identity, and no one can tell me otherwise. 2019 was a launching pad to my truest thrive ever. I'm selective where I place my emotional resources and jewels. I open up to only those worthy of my trust. I am worth connections that have spiritual depth. I no longer have to be the strong one, the spiritual one. I have accepted aligned tribe. I now know that toxic energy of those close to me are not alchemized by my spiritual relationship with myself and kindness towards them. With a swiftness and humility, I bow out of that and let their life be their teacher. I love people, but my energy tolerance budget is hella bougie. I gotta watch my budget on this energy here. Hey, 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 hey.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in this very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Because I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I'll rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes? Shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take an awful heart? Cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You might shoot me with your words. You might cut me with your eyes. You might kill me with your hatefulness. But still, like air, I'll rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamond mines at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bring in the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise. I rise. I rise. And that is Still I Rise by Maya Angelou. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a night of an inspirational night with the ladies. Your usual host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows, giving them the night off and joined by the ladies of Epiphany, myself, Queen Simmons, and my beautiful co-host, La Perla Negra, a.k.a. Danielle. Hey, Danielle. How are you?
Hey, Diva. Hey, hey, hey. How you doing tonight?
I am doing wonderful. I tried to figure this would be a great way to beat the heat, you know, bring a little bit of the some inspiration from our perspective to the mic and a little poetry and, you know, just rock it out.
Yes, yes, I love it too. I love it. And, you know, you got skills. Your choice of music is dope. It really is. And your choice of poems to start off with, Maya Angelou is one of my favorite, but she is one of my favorite poets. Man, I love that. I almost went online and grabbed Phenomenal Woman for a second.
Oh, yes. That's the one.
Yes, yes, yes.
I love, love Maya.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Indeed. So, we have the night to ourselves. I still would like, in the spirit of the Inspiration Factory, I would still like to keep it, you know, uplifting in some way or another. But, you know, with our own little spin, we're going to play a little music and spit a couple of poems and see who's going to take the time out tonight to join us in, again, you know, a night of inspiration. We'll see how that works out.
Okay, okay. I'll try to keep it clean now. I'll try.
Okay. You'll try. I know you got this. All right. Well, how about you want to kick it off for us tonight with a little bit of poetry?
All right, let's see. I gotta see. You know, my pieces are untitled, but here goes anyway. Rain, always opening my poetic flow. Clear, exquisite, replenishing drops of gold. Cleansing, moving, opening for renew. Carrying soothing sounds of relaxation over and through. Clearing paths to good visual therapy. Beauty in all I still see. In spite of being hurt and having my heart split, I shall never be afraid to love it. I embrace the good falling, because it's actually just the simplicity of Mother Nature calling. I'm falling. I feel your presence and want you to feel me. You stimulate me mentally, pulling me as I have no choice but to watch my spirit take flight towards you. You excite me. Your poetry transcends time and space like a cleansing spring. touch me and give me the tangible in your time and space. And stay with me. I'm falling. A glove to me with your eyes, and let your tongue be as the ink flowing through your lips, representing the pen that scribes your signature, gracing my skin. As you breathe life into me, I exhale controlled breath of light so that you can be naked before me as I reveal my soul and be the gift you unwrap every day, because only you know my body. I'm falling. And I love the game with words we play, like when you ask, can you taste my nectar? And I respond with, if you can make love to my mind through your eyes, you can. Your energy is exceptionally strong, stronger than I've ever felt from you before. You move me into calming waters as your presence just is, and my spirit walks the safe path illuminated by your divine energy. Got me craving you more than any man I've ever known. My Shangri-La, I can't forget, because thoughts of you do pirouette in my mind. Just as our souls dance together, trust me and dance with me here in the present. That's it.
Oh my gosh. Now that's how you click off. Ooh. To be naked to the soul with a person is a notion that, oh, that was deep. That was really deep and very beautiful.
Thank you so much for bringing
that to the mic tonight. Oh, my gosh. I think I have a song to follow up with that. You're most welcome.
Okay.
Oh, all right. I'm going to play a little song that reminded me of. Here we go.
Okay.
If you come for me, this time I'll answer like a prayer delivered. Deliver me. Sit on the other side of my demons, the side where reason remains. Take my hand. Release me from the beast in me. She feeds on me until she's replete, repeatedly beating into me the notion that she's all I need, that she alone is mine to feed. I supplicate and in turn agreed. If I give in, she'll take the lead. She'll guard the gates. She'll do the deeds. Protect me from all I've aggrieved. And all it costs was the part of me that believed in possibilities. And the part of me that still believed that though I'm black and blue, I can be soft and pink, yet strong enough to want to trust that we can find the best in us. But I promise, if you come for me this time, it's time I'll answer, like a prayer delivered. And that's that piece. That piece doesn't have a title. It's something that I wrote a few days ago. Welcome back to Epiphany Radio's Inspirational Night with the Ladies, with your host, Queen Simmons and La Perla Negra. La Perla Negra, are you still with me?
I'm here. I was talking on mute, and I was like, yo, girl. You got a way of spitting your pieces. You have this flow that you get into. It's like you make us think it's a crescendo, and then it comes right back and levels out, and then it goes again, and then it comes back to that level part, and you get us like that. I love to hear you read your poetry and your words. Oh, man. They are so awesome. I love the wordplay.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right. I think I'm going to play another song for us. Let's take a look here.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right. Thank you. Diva, that is one of my favorite songs. I'm being a little selfish tonight with the music.
That's all right. Stay selfish, girl. I am digging the sound. You know, music is part of my DNA. I love, girl, all day, every day, music for me. So please, be selfish as you want, girl. I love the music. Yes, do that.
All right. I love it, okay. It looks like some people have decided to join us in our inspirational night with the ladies. Anyone who hasn't, I'm sorry I hadn't said it at the top of the hour, but shouts out to our CEO. We forgot to do that. We should most definitely let everyone know who has made this all possible. So shout out to Epiphany's Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. And Raw Link, why be average when you can be raw? And also, take your socks off. I just want to remind everyone that the dial-in number to reach in and, you know, share the airwaves with us tonight is 319-527-6300. And then just press that one so you can be heard. Looks like one of our brothers of Epiphany has decided to join us tonight. It is Rob Morrow, the Djembe poet. Good evening, Rob. How are you tonight? Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Queens? How are y'all doing this evening?
Good. How are you doing?
It's all good. It's all good in the hood, so to speak. La Perla, so we're back to La Perla Negra. Last night she was La Perla Nana. La Perla Nana, like Nana.
Nana.
Doing the baby,
yeah,
like the Perla big grandbaby duty.
Yes, he wanted to. He had some poetry to spit too. It just wasn't in English. Yeah. That's all.
And did he spit too?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did.
That's wonderful. You're taking right to it. He's going to be next up on the mic. That's so cool. All right.
Yeah, it's fun,
Well, with our impromptu show tonight, we just, you know, feeling the vibe and enjoying some poetry and some music, you know, giving poetic and divine inspiration the night off. So, you know, the ladies come out to play. So that being said,
I like it when the ladies come out.
You too. I'll
keep it in the family, y'all. I'll keep it clean.
Okay. All right. Well, when you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Okay. Give me one second. I thought I have. I'm also going to read this poem. We reached the turning point on this fledgling courtship. At this moment, I feel ease, a gradual security, emotional ties rolling feverishly in my spirit. I never felt this way. Did I finally conquer disappointment and deception? Is it all true? Blatant possibilities reaping the royalties of me and you, or high hopes are making a dash to the exit that engulf my spirit with continuous devastation. I'm totally conflicted. Only the ancestors know how I feel. I'm prepared to go all in, but matters of the heart still appear restricted. I just don't want to be hurt anymore. Don't try to play me out, baby. Please, don't try to play me out. I just simply crave for love and respect. After all, is what we all deserve, isn't it? Yes, she says she's willing to love me and then some. But how do I know if she's really sincere? I mean, let's face it, some of y'all women do lie. And they're much better at it than men, which enhances my Oh, damn, I lost my place. Give me a second, make me feel good. Which enhances my fear.
Take your time.
Shit. Yeah. Which enhances my fear. Shoot. I'm stepping on eggshells with these fools. One wrong word, and I'm a target of me too. Shadows of my past remind me nice guys do finish last. Yet she also reminds me what a higher love could become. The ultimate coupling, moon serenade by the sun, reflecting on why I'm so lucky. She's in my space. Beautiful chemistry, after-hour phone calls, near-erotic texting. How amazing and blessed with this wonderful grace of a beautiful black African goddess. Yet I'm still conflicted, still not sure. Is it more mind manipulation, securities faltering, because I'm not man enough to see what lies ahead of me? Oh, what the hell? I'll ask her again. And that's that piece.
Oh, man.
Go ahead. Yes, please. A woman, it's one of the things that we love. It's for a man to come to us again. It shows that you are paying attention and that you have a desire for us to be in your life. That was nice. I like that ending. I really did. Okay.
Absolutely. That was beautiful. And I love the vulnerability in that piece. It's hard for guys. You don't hear guys that often being that honest about the way that they feel. Yeah, you came for the ladies a little bit in there, and I can understand your personal experience. Women do lie, and, you know, that is about being honest is also, you know, being a little, you know, sometimes it's not always the greatest. People don't always want to hear it, but to be that vulnerable.
Well, let's just put it this way. You know, I think what y'all do, men, yeah, we lie all the damn time, but the difference between men and women, y'all seem like y'all a little more sophisticated when you tell a fib. That's a little sophisticated, more than men.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that, but honestly, a lie is a lie is a lie. It depends on the person. It doesn't matter how you tell it. A lie is a lie is a lie. Because when the truth comes out.
You can't sugarcoat it. Definitely can't sugarcoat it, but But that piece is untitled as well, and actually, that's my first time ever reading it. So, part of my line of poems that either that are not finished, or they're or I'm just not feeling it, and that's about it.
That was definitely a beautiful piece. It was very raw and very vulnerable, like I said. We definitely thank you for bringing that to us tonight.
Thank you.
Want to let us know what you have going on before we let you go?
Yes, I am one half of the dynamic duo, along with La Perla Nana, or Negra, Poetic Therapy, every other Saturday. Our next show will be July the 9th, hopefully. And I'm also will be bringing returning of the vibe in the fall with myself and Carrie Casey, Poetically Speaking Kindly, tentatively. And I'll keep you updated on the progression of that. So
sounds amazing.
Feel the vibe.
Feel the vibe. All right now. Well, thank you so much for coming through tonight and supporting us and bringing us that very raw piece. We do appreciate you always, Brother Rob.
Appreciate you guys too. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right.
Let me be clear, baby. back when I'm gone. Stay away from what you don't like. It's super fake that you can't relate. You need to speak to me better. Trying to hide the truth. You've got all these expectations, but they don't apply to you. I'm not here for it. I don't want that for myself. I could be doing well on my own.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to a night of inspirational night with the ladies. I am your host, Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by my co-host, La Perla Negra. How are you, Diva?
Hey.
Yes, definitely a vibe. All right, how about we keep this party going and bring up our next caller?
All right. Yeah.
Next up on the mic, we have none other than Epiphany's own Mojave. Hey, Javi.
Hey, what's going on? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. What's up, Javi?
What's happening? I was playing my joint. I was like, I want it. I was sitting there singing.
Yeah, me too. Oh, the Xavier Omar joint.
Yeah, that's my joint. I'm just saying, that's my joint.
For sure. So how have you been spending this overly hot day that we're having in this part of the world?
Well, technically, I was spending it being cool, being blowed on. In the perfect way, not the perfect way, but the perfect way. But it didn't happen with what, because I just picked it loose. So now I'm getting hot all over again. I had to blow in twixt my legs. It was just cooling some things off. You know, it's nothing like a cold set. You know, I've been going to talk about that. We just want to keep it rolling. We ain't going to say nothing. But, yeah, you know, I was in here. You know, he's in the dick room. Just does Mary J. Blige. He's in there doing the Mary J. Blige. Playing the stuff, wilding it out, making it all happen. It was all good stuff. And now, you know, I got to focus my thing. We're 2 weeks out from Philly. So I got to focus Danya Tron and put out stuff and make sure everything's all everybody. And, you know, everybody's got A's. Make sure everybody send their money in, get everybody get their payday stuff, because ain't nothing free, man. It's free, man.
Absolutely.
People feel like, oh, I'm touching my pearl. I said, you don't have to touch more than that. Anyway.
Smash them off and throw them in the pleat.
Yeah,
why are you clutching them? Smash them off and throw them in.
Yeah, while you're in there. Right? Dude, there's a pound stuff going on.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, I came through on the Honey Dripper Room on Clubhouse, and I did not realize so many of the Honey Drippers can blow the way that they were blowing on there. It's a great show.
Oh, yeah. We got super groups within super groups. That's Risk. Risk is a super group formed by that. And I'm just like, I'll be telling people, I'm like, I was listening to somebody. And it was like telling you stuff, and it was like this, like this, like, yeah. So, you know, you're scared your content's gonna get stolen, so you gotta just do like, be like P. Diddy. you got to do the Diddy thing, Mahali. Come on, you got to talk about it. And I was like, yeah, but I do the drip thing. I don't do the Diddy thing. Go be that guy. Brag about stuff. Blah, blah, blah. Go do it. Yeah. So now we're about to start, you know, stalking IG because, you know, we won't be on iTunes. And Stina got up on there yesterday and she was singing. She had all the movies in the world out while hitting really high notes and people just were falling in love. They said, she hit the note and my eyes are full. Mm-hmm. Once again, that's just what happened over there.
Yes, yes. Amazing talent. So, amazing talent comes through the Honey Dripper Room.
Yes, yes.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just wrong. So, I don't know. And then there's a bunch of things going on, but I don't know. I'll do some more.
Okay. So. I know you have, you always have your hands full. Did you happen to bring a piece that you'd like to share with us on this special night?
Did I? Let me stop. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do the Mary J. Blige piece because we're going to do it Tuesday. The drift is going to do Mary J. Blige on Epiphany, which I think it'll be good. We're just going to play Mary J. Blige, so we don't care. We love Mary, and we know she can't dance, but you know she dances like the drunk aunt at the barbecue. So we going to play anyway. Do it.
She does.
You know, she's going to keep it going, stuff like that. Okay. Although I was going to do this other thing, right? So, but I'm gonna do this later because I just realized nobody has covered Flight Time Records. It's not been done. So
Flight
I reckon
Time.
That yes, Flight Time Records. See, Flight Time Records is Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis. They ran through a lot of people. People don't understand, like, they shaped a lot of people's sounds. But in the heyday when they were doing some stuff, right, they were fooling around. They were fooling around with this dude right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, you need me all alone. All alone. That guy.
I was like,
you know, because you got to make runs on people, you know, you got to fool around. Okay. So I was just like, man, that's all this cool stuff that I found. You got to run up on people, man.
Yeah, right.
Don't stay around. Just run up on people. You know. Mm-hmm. I know. For real, it's probably gonna be like, yo, Chief Long Wind, stay out my playlist. I was in your playlist. Nobody's doing this while I'm doing it. I was doing this by myself. I'm in the universe. One of us win, we all win. That's what happens.
Absolutely.
So the snow on the end of that. The snow on
my gosh.
What's wrong with you? All right. So, do you want me to do something dirty, super duper brand new? You know, or I don't know.
I don't know.
What are you thinking, Diva?
Do you? I love all your poetry, Holly. You know, your poetry is different. It captivates and is swoon-worthy. So, man, do you, man?
Yes, indeed. Right.
I'm going to find the what you call it. Let me see. This is very strange right now. Okay. I was trying to figure out. You know, I could do that once in Magic, but I did that too many times already, so I don't know. That's a little weird for me. Let me just breathe.
many delicious possibilities.
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. Because the problem is I was sitting with Prince Drippy, and me and Prince Drippy was talking about something, and Prince Drippy was like messing my head up, and I was just like, oh, come on, Prince Drippy, we can't be doing that. He's like, yeah, we got to do it. So so I'm debating on doing this, you know. But, you know, I think that can work. That can work. That can work.
That'll work. Such a tease.
I'm just trying to figure it out. Wait a second. You know what? What was it? Yes, I think it'll be this. I'll do that.
Alright. That's it, right there.
Alright. What does love sound like to me? It sounds like the microns of muscles pulling into the deepness of your dimples, the smile I see across the room. It is the sounds of arms and hands interlocking, interlacing, bearing the weight of emotion intended to ignite the flush fluid of fantastic feeling we hold when we see each other. It is the sound of doors opening and open hands waiting to be held, the sound of plots and the myriad of smells made to make famish vanish. It is the sound of covers being pulled back in a welcome and a come rest here, an invitation to huddle close, to touch and comfort and love and intimacy, to give unto each other. In ways that makes naked skin sing songs draped in pleasure, it sounds like eyes wanting only to see soul seeking spirit that abides with yours. It sounds like labor given in the cover of security, then nothing can harm you. I would lay down my life to make yours safe. Love that sounds like your kiss, giving, coming or going or waiting, a celebration that we agree on the symphony that is we. Reading poems to you is a love language. The intonation reflective of love and perspective sounds like a mixtape of our favorite songs played on a drive that was to nowhere except to us talking on good times, childhood, emotional history as we create mutual love and memory. What does love sound like? It sounds like your heart next to mine, beating softly, the djembe. Tell me the story of us.
Oh, yeah.
Just gotta let it breathe for a minute. Just let it. Yeah. There we go.
I tell you, every time it never fails. Boy,
yes.
I love you like a brother. I'm trying to tell you, cause I'm about to tell
oh
you.
Oh my gosh!
Well, that was exquisite. I love it. Oh my god!
Thank you.
I can't. My cheeks hurt. You just did. How do you do that? It's amazing. Amazing.
It was
absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Do tell, sir, please.
No, I was trying not. I was trying to pull back on the filthiness until Philly, and I'm gonna let it all rip. I'm gonna go full King Drip mode, and not give a shit. Talk to people.
Ooh.
Get in. I'm gonna slide up and in.
Uh-oh.
You know what, Abby? It doesn't matter how explicit you get or how clean you keep it. It just sounds good. You just sound good when you are spitting your poetry. Your wordplay is crazy, but you just have this tone. is so calming. It's zen-like, and it just puts you in this mold where it doesn't matter what you're saying. You can say the cow jumped over the moon and fell over a wall, and it would still sound good.
Right.
Oh, I'll tell you. Not trying to dismiss your nastiness, because you are King Drip, but I'm just saying.
But even the drip is like tough medicine with some syrup on the spoon. It's just so smooth. It's not abrasive or raunchy. It's trippy. It's trippy.
You mean it's not get up and wipe your dick on the curtain variety? That's
no. Oh yeah, that one is different. Okay.
That's what it's gonna do. So yeah, I got some get up and wipe my dick on the curtain poetry I'm willing to share with you. Yeah.
Oh God.
Come here, girl. Bend over.
Oh, my God.
Right side.
Too much. So we have rain over here.
I got to do one of those poems just one time, just so people can look at me and be like, hey, what do you want? Who is this nigga? Who is this? Whose man is this? You know, keep me doing craziness. So the funny thing is, like, it's worse than watching Tennis in the Drip. Like, you're like, God damn. Like he came in and then berated me, mad berated me. He's like, I was supposed to get the song. I said, I put it in the Google Drive, but no, that's not how he likes it. He likes it sent to him directly. Then he adjusts, he makes all the songs they come. Then he came in there on some Texas two-step twisting, doing all kind, like just fly shit. He just came in on some fly shit. I was just like, I said, you just came in here and showed your whole ass, knocked drinks out of people's ass. He was on the, I was like, you just sitting here. But everybody was just on it. Everybody's like, yeah, I'm just going in here and just do some shit. Fuck what you talking about.
Yes.
We gonna sing. We all got our own styles when we sing it. Don't nobody sound alike. And we could change the songs up. And you know that's why I was better. He said they're like an X-rated En Vogue. I passed the fuck out. Funny.
Oh,
hilarious.
X-rated En Vogue.
But that Danielle, I was going today. Like I was going. I was laughing so hard because Philip, he's a great. So Philip, he does all the drip, does gospel stuff because he's confident, famous, does all the stuff, right? So he like came in. So he came in, it was like this. He said, yeah, I've been waiting to rack this poem. He said, I ain't got nothing like y'all. He said, all I do is drizzle, and I just passed out because I could see his whole face when he said it, and I laughed. I don't even know how long I was laughing, but he was so serious, and he's like, Mojave knows me. He knows I'm dead serious. I said, that's the problem. I said, because I know exactly what he said when he came here, because he was so serious. And everybody thought he was joking. I was like, no, he's dead ass serious. He's like, all I got is drizzle. I don't got drip like y'all. I ain't got the drip. No drip at all.
Man.
I got diet drip. Don't you die. I got diet drip.
Diet drip.
Oh,
not
my
exactly.
God. Still calories on
drip like.
But I'm spoiled because I'm spoiled, right? Because I can no matter where I go, I'm in Epiphany, I go in the drip, you know, half of the drip. It doesn't really fucking matter, right? And so I'm spoiled because I'm so used to everybody having great fucking poetry. So like. For example, right, my favorite poem is A Good Goddamn Lie, right? Because can't nobody fucking master that man's cadence the way he breathes? You know, and then he'd be crooning this shit. I said, listen, Larry, you can't tell me you ain't got some pussy off this phone.
Yeah.
This is a pussy that came with this poem. You said the poem and the pussy showed up. It's like, hey, I'm here. What do you want to do? You know? You can lick me or stick me. Come on, let's go. Go.
Okay.
You tough. You're like, man, listen. That's why I'm glad he has to come to the drip room, because I would say incredibly bad things to him, and he would probably be like, you're fired. Because the first thing I would say, somebody put some pussy on that man's face. No. He'd be like, what is this nigga talking about?
Well, so much for the inspiration. There goes that vibe.
Fucking up, Mom. And you know I'm never around on Sundays either. You never around on Sundays. You know, I'll be feeling bad enough. I'm like, yeah, I can't be preferring Pastor Slanky. Pastor Slanky can't come in.
Shout out to Pastor Slanky tonight.
Pastor Slanky. I can't get mad people nicknames. Mad people got nicknames in Epiphany because of me, because I just don't be giving shit. I'm like, yeah, that's all I like you.
Pastor Slinky.
See, people
shout
don't even know I mean that. No, what did you say?
I was just going to say, shout out to Divine Inspiration and Poetic. And just, you know, give us love.
Yeah. I've been making secret campaigns all the time. I have super secret campaigns. I just keep saying stuff till it comes through. I say, yeah, blah, blah, blah. She's called Epiphany Radio Universe, blah, 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 Epiphany Radio Universe. And all I kept saying is Epiphany Radio Universe. And then I knew I got it with Vance. Like, yeah, what's happening to Epiphany Radio Universe? I said, got him.
Yeah, you got everybody saying it. You're right. You do.
Hey, I got mind control. Yes.
Yeah, that's not my control. Like listen, and then Dave helped me out because Dave made these pictures where everybody would, like, had the planets in the eyes, the planets in their eyes. I said, oh, this is great. Fly shit. And I was like, you know. So,
yes.
You know, you can say cool stuff like, yeah, what's going on in the ERU? See, let's see how that sounds. It sounds like MCU, but you say ERU. What's going on in the ERU?
Yes.
What's happening, see?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's it. That's how you do it. See this?
Definitely. That is cool. I like that. I like the way that it's stuck. It's definitely a good one.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I heard Rob, too. Rob's going to bring Kari up in here? Man, listen. I still got to fight Kari. I've been trying to fight her for years. She was right. I'm like, yo, put your book out. Come on, son. Let's go. Come on. I know somebody else has been beating on me to put a book out. I'm like, hey, I'm sure to put a book out.
Yeah.
That's anyway,
true.
Yeah. I should have did whatchamacallit. I should have did this. This would have been fun to do on the show.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
That would have got me in trouble.
Oh.
I don't think that y'all have me do that.
Did you hear that one yet, did y'all? Yeah.
Nope. Mom, and I don't want that sinister for laugh. I want to hear it. Give it to me. Let me hear it.
Strap in.
Okay.
Mike is yours.
I'm ready.
You got it.
Hold on for a second. Hold on. One second. Nope. Okay. Ready?
I can
do it.
Okay. I'm going to goof it. Wait a second. Let me do some stuff. All right. Let me stuff over. Just tell me if it's too loud.
How's that?
There's nothing better. If you won't disrobe, wait for me to pull at your clothes with teeth and anxious hands. I refuse to be polite. I'm rude, abrupt, unyielding, but listening. We were picnicking in the park with fluffy pillows and wine, talking, then you were in the hotel with me, showing me your lady, making
your finger stance and massaging her for me. The sounds of your wetness and seeing her made me become a pussy monster. And I'm dashing my face into your juicy place, began to suck and lick and hum on your clit. All of your juices kept coming and coming as I alternate between licking, sticking my tongue into your pussy. So delicious and juicy. You are all over my face, all over the place. I wanted more. You were twitching and tried to get up, but your legs were so weak. Then I turned you around and made you get into a kneel position on the bed, and I ate you from the back. I began to eat your ass while finger-fucking you, and you came again and again, and when I was through, I started to drag my dick with your wetness that was all over my hands. Let's make this fat and bulbous head of my dick glisten. Just as it gets hard, you get a sudden burst of energy. Jump up and say, not yet, mister. I'm sucking your dick. Sit back. I sit on the edge of bed as you begin to tease the side of my dick with your tongue, playing with my balls with one hand while squeezing the base of my shaft with the other. You mouth me, sucking slightly, while wrapping your tongue around my head and moving your head up and down. I'm moaning and grunting. As you move at a frenetic pace, my body goes rigid, fighting the intense pleasure of your mouth and the squeeze of my balls. I explode into your mouth, to which you keep sucking and working, the same which dribbles out all over your fingers, to which you stop and lick your knuckles and fingers. You get back to sucking when my body is twitching and shaking, and you look at me with tightened eyes, licking and sucking the head, my dick and smile. This is the only way to rob you.
That's so not fair. Wow. That is so not fair. I wasn't ready. I was not ready. Oh, my God. Sheesh. Okay. All right. You win. I can't. Lord. Diva, are you muted?
Am I muted?
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm going through it over here.
That was not fair. That really wasn't. Okay, you did forewarn me. You said strap on, you know, the seatbelt on, whatever you said. But I thought it was my hobby. I need to go get high now.
Okay.
Lord. That was absolutely delicious. The visual. Oh, my God. I have. Get the thing to me tonight. How are you muted? Where you at?
I'm eclipsed.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I'm verklempt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. That was amazing. That was an experience. I need a cigarette.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, it was definitely a damn experience. The visual got me, and all right. Next time, I'm gonna just, I'll just wait until the honey dripper, because I wasn't ready for this tonight. Damn,
she wasn't ready.
No, I almost forgot where I was. Well,
oh man. Damn, that was dope. That was brilliant.
Love
Sophie. Reputation.
That's right. Legs being wrapped and pulled up and shit.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Where do we go from here? Like, as three of us, where do we go from here? Oh, you do? Let's hear it.
All right. Let me take some.
You know, you should go get Rob and bring Rob back in here and see what he's doing.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Let's see what he's doing.
We can have a quad.
All right.
Quad.
All right. Rob, are you still with us? Oh.
Hey.
Yes.
Rob is them but he having sex with them. I don't even trust that.
Yep, Rob.
Rob be clapping them drums cheeks.
Darn.
Yes, he definitely mastered them for sure. Rob, how are you holding up tonight?
Yeah, so far so good. I would say that I've mastered it. I'm just still learning to do that. I don't think I'll ever master them. I know that I can just take it to another level.
You stop playing out. You out here hitting them skins.
Literally.
Yes. Yeah, curse of other skins I want to be hitting, but, you know, I'm single.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. Listen, you got to make poems be like, girl, I'm hit your skins like these are djembe drums. And then you show the rhythm.
That's pretty
dope. You be talking, you be drumming, you be like, I know you like doop, doop, doop. He's like, I know you like doop, 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 doop. You be like, you know, drumming, doop, doop, doop. Like, then I'll be doing, yeah, see? Exactly.
Maybe you want to like him.
You like. I gotta beat these drums hard and long, hard and long.
I mean,
move it out. But I know how to make love too. Then make love to the drums. Let me show you to make love to you. You can do it.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? You should somehow make love to anything that you can touch.
Ooh, I love that. That's coming
together.
Right. Well. Yes.
I want to be in a situation to where I can have. You know, and when you mention about making love to the drum, that's what it is. You have to have communication. And when you make a beat, you're not beating, but you're making a rhythm. And it's you're creating a conversation. This is a voice. And how the way you connect with the drum, I feel as a man, as a black king, I can make that same communication with my queen. We have to have that rhythm together, you know? So.
Listen, Rob, the words write themselves, brother. I'm just telling you exactly how to, listen, that's a freebie. B, go that route. Just like you said, you need to communicate. As soon as you're talking all that, you should be drumming all that. Your drum should be the reflection, the actual mirror of your conversation, just what you just told me. And then when you're doing it, and you're like, you white women, just stop drumming. And be like, white women, just stop drumming. And be like, we don't put no hands on the drum.
What?
You be out of state drumming and be like, yeah. Hey, what about the white women? Then you stop drumming. What white women?
I'm trying to be.
I'm sorry. I
have who's up to do a show. I'm telling you, it writes itself. We do a show, it'll be the wildest shit. I'm like, yeah. So Rob, how would you make love to a beautiful queen? I'm like, Rob, how you make love to a beautiful queen? Tell me how to in the drum. White women.
Into the cage, put away.
You did
a Blazing Saddle Cleveland Little type thing. Hey, where are the white women at? Like, no.
Hey, where are
the white women at? I'm like,
there are some,
you watch some of these YouTube videos, I'm telling y'all, why wouldn't be up in the video dancing to African rhythms and stuff? Because mainly because they're teaching classes and stuff. But like,
we ain't talking about those who moved to Africa and found Mandingo in the, you know, New York. We ain't talking about that. Why you think they put dance around if you dance?
Oh my God.
I'll
be going off, man. Oh, Lord. Y'all funny.
We have a corner in here, too, you know.
Yeah, I can't do that, man. I just can't be doing all that. You know, I got to be exclusive. It's a two-way street for just because. And no, I ain't trying to do that for everybody. I'm putting it in the way.
No, that's right.
I put it, keep it in my pants. I keep it in my pants, y'all. No white t-shirt for me.
Oh, my God. Oh, terrible.
Bobby done started something. What's that with it? What's really bad, boys and girls?
Oh my God!
Oh man! Before for real, kick us all off the air.
I'm just saying, no way promoting racism.
Oh, this ain't Facebook, love. This ain't Facebook. They ain't gonna kick us off the air. Yeah.
No, we ain't promoting anything regarding that. We're just particularly worried by anybody who's not soulful, not rhythmic, not in tune. No, maybe they're just fabulous.
Wait till you get to Philadelphia. You wait till you get to Philly for that one. Okay. Don't get quiet now. Don't get quiet now.
Do you know what? La Pearl. La Perla, do you know any drum circles out there you ever go to?
Let me tell you something. I have not been anywhere in so long I couldn't tell you where what is. I'm trying to.
Okay, well, you know you live in Philadelphia, right? Or outside of Philadelphia, right?
Oh, matter of fact, wait. The last time I was at one was about 4 years ago, 4 years ago. Yeah. That was the last time. That was it. It was nice. It was real nice. If I can find the video for you, I'll send it to you.
That's cool.
It's a different element. It's a different animal when you are right there where the drums are being played at. Your body vibrating differently. It does something to your spirit. I love it. It's so powerful. Man.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny because it's like I didn't really understand the, you know, when I go out to Limmer Park here in L.A., that's where they have the drum circle every Sunday. And they originally called it a drum church. But you see all the people dancing and, you know, carrying on and so forth. But it's like it was just a couple of years ago where I can recognize and finally I awaken to the ultimate purpose of what the drum means. And stuff, and I don't want to get too philosophical, but it means so many different things. Yes, it does have, there are a couple of rhythms. One of them is called Yankadi, and that is Yankadi is a seductive rhythm, you know, where a woman seeks dance seductively to a man. She is looking for, she's choosing, and once she chooses that man, That seduction it speeds up to where it becomes more celebratory, you know. So yeah, it all has a meaning and a purpose and stuff, and understanding that it just can't be something that is overtly sexual. It's something that's more of a, you know, which I feel like intimacy is more spiritual than anything and stuff, and that having that side of you, present that side of you, is reflecting your intimacy and it shows your vulnerability as well, you know. So.
I
like my drum.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I'd love for you to see my son's girlfriend, my grandson's mother. To her perform. She's a professional dancer, and the I've seen her perform at a drum circle. It was a Mother's Day gift for me. It was a Mother's Day gift. Taking me to the show to watch them perform, and that was the first time I had ever seen her perform. Like that. I knew she could dance, and I've seen her videos, but I'd never seen her in person do it. And I was like, boy, my son is super, super lucky to have a woman that is so talented. Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Right.
And yes, the drums, they do. They speak a whole different language to you. And yes, when the woman is dancing to them, she's having a conversation with the drums. It's awesome. It is awesome.
Exactly what it is. And I'm telling you, when I see a dancer, you can see the relation between the two.
It's breaking up.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello. Okay, yeah. It's just more something that's very, you know, when you're drumming and the dancer is doing their thing, you could definitely, you know that you're vibing. You know that you're not simply dancing just to be dancing, or you're doing these moves just to be, you know, sensual or extravagant. You are having a conversation.
That dance is definitely
helping you to take it to another level, you know, and vice versa. So.
Yeah. Most definitely. Speak to your spirit. I'm trying to tell you, it's a whole different world. Ooh.
It is. I love that idea.
Now,
that
if any white woman come out dance, I wouldn't mind that either. You know, they didn't want to come and dance and stuff. You know, hey, we'll communicate on that vibe. You know, it was reluctant and it might be, but it's like it was all for understanding and just trying to dance and do your thing and stuff. Yeah, I have no problem. But you're trying to communicate with me like more intimacy. Arm's length, so to speak. So.
Get it.
What have you? Why the hell did you get all quiet?
I'm letting you in your bag. You was talking about something. I don't have an expert with the tongues. You letting everything else happen. So, yo, that was your tongue. Like, geez, you got to get out the way.
I'm
more than happy. Like it just told me, like, listen, B, we can do anything. I swear, I got to do a show just to do that whole bit with you. That's going to be funny.
I would definitely would like for you to be in that situation of, I would love to assist you in doing a drum, you know, in performing a drum. And,
ooh.
Go ahead.
No. Finish what you're saying. One of the things what?
I would love to do that because one of the things I'm trying to master, you know, with drumming with the dancer, you know, I'm still learning, but I think I got the hang of it a little bit. My challenge is to use my rhythm and try to use different rhythms when a poet is reciting or performing. And I think that's certainly something I want to master because I don't think I mastered it yet. And I guess because of the fact that maybe it's not necessarily the djembe, maybe not the necessary drum for spoken word, in my opinion, I talked about this last night with Joe, because every time when I hear Joe spit his piece, man, you know, I think about congas, not the djembe, but the congas, because the congas seem like it's more aligned with the spoken word, you know, just like with the last poet. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to be in the situation of having that challenge of, you know, vibe. My words are vibing with the rhythm of what's going on with the artists and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. True. It makes sense. I think you two would be a great match for a piece like that, the way you presented it. I would love to see that coming.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you just this, Rob. Anything you saw on that drum, I got a piece for it, and I'm gonna come through. You know, my interest is March for me, so I don't have no questions about what it. If you had noticed, I'm comfortable around the drum, but I don't talk about how that works for you. My aunt used to dance for Ola Tunji.
Wow.
I used to go to the Lincoln Center all the time. And all kinds of different things. The djembe does not scare me. The only thing I wish I did was be able to pick one up. I understand the drum completely. It is what drives me. If you notice, I use a lot of djembe imagery in my poems all the time.
Do you have your own djembe? You play your own djembe?
Nope. Don't have one.
Yeah.
What I got?
Well, they all come in different sizes. Different sizes, still. You know, you get a little small one for probably around $100, or you get like a little mini one. But yeah, it can. I think once you start playing it, you know, when you're banging, it gives you a really. It gives you a very extravagant feeling, especially if you're on that spirit. If you're on the level of spirit, it can really you'll definitely feel something. You know, it's really powerful.
Mm-hmm. Brother, I'm not gonna rule that out, but my djembe is my heart, and my heart pumps through my veins, which sends my blood to my fingers to create these words, and that's how I beat my drum. So I'm not going to come in and do anything else. This is exactly what I'm going to do. You know, plus, I'm not in a situation or place where I can make that much noise. And not calling it noise. I'm just saying make, you know, practicing and everything else. I would have to get out into the open air and do everything else. But it's a great possibility to present it to myself. However,
right.
However,
absolutely.
If you come for me, I promise you, I will come through. I will come through. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to do it last night, but I wanted to make let everybody know for all the Epiphany shows, if I come through and I play the drum, whoever's hosting, they would pick somebody at random to spit a piece while I'm playing.
Oh.
So I'm going to make that. So I'm going to make that challenge to all the Epiphany hosts.
Let me make it easy for me, Brody. Listen, you don't understand, right? You don't know how my mind works. Listen. That's an easy challenge. That's easy teasing. Let me challenge you. I need you to find me a rhythm, right? That you make up yourself. That is at once. Speaks to the core of our motherland, but also speaks to the sensuality of the drum beating, the way that our feet hit the ground when we hear the beat, and how our dance brings us a new make as we walk, how we attract people, what it is that we're going on, a mating dance, a dance to choose a significant other.
Nice.
I need you to find that rhythm. Find me that, and I'll bring you. I'll record that.
Yes.
I'll record that. It's actually recorded. I'm going to take a snippet of that. Watch what I do.
All right.
You have no idea the mad genius that I happen to be.
Okay.
Wow.
You ready?
Are you up? Listen. No, I want you to play it so I can take it and then watch what I come back.
Okay.
Oh, so record it and give it to you and let you.
Show them what you want. Yeah, show them what you want. Yeah. You want me to record it, then you'll see what we can do with it. Okay, that's fine.
I don't care if you play a minute straight online right now. If you play a minute straight, I'm going to take this and go do something with it. I can't tell you exactly what I'm going to do. Just know I'm going to do something real crazy like this.
Okay.
So what I'll do is hopefully I can record it. And so you wanted a minute, you said?
I just need a minute right now. Just play for a minute now here online while we're on here. And so you just take a minute, play it, and then I'm going to come back. When the replay comes, I'm going to grab it. I'm going to go, hey, this is what we're doing.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was listening.
No,
go ahead.
I was going to say, okay, I'm going to play for a minute.
Yes.
1 minute, and then I'm going to, then when you play the broadcast, the archives, I would love to see what you do with it. So, you ready for this?
Queen, do you think
he's ready for this? You think Javi's ready for this?
He's ready. Yes.
Rob don't it. Really know me all that well.
Let's get it.
I love it. Come on.
Let's get it.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. silent. Here we go. Okay, I need to start that over. That sucked. Let me do it one more time, okay? Because I was messed up on the beat. Let me do it one more time. Here we go. I got it.
This is going to be good. I can't wait.
Yes, it is.
See what I've come up with. All right.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I know exactly where I'm putting this. Got it. Got it.
Excited. I'm excited. All right. Wow.
So what you gonna bring, brother? When we're gonna hear.
Listen.
Just wait, Bob. I got you. Don't worry about it. Watch. Watch.
That's going to be amazing.
So, I'll be on. I'm going to get down, focus the mini section project, and everything else. On it. So.
What?
All right, y'all. So, love you guys. I got to get to work.
Love you.
Happy.
All right, bro.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Hey.
All right. One love, one mic. Danielle, you did say that you said
ahead,
you had a... Danielle, you were saying you had a... I remember you saying you had a piece loaded also. I wanted to do a quick station identifier before we go forward, just because you know what has happened when you birth new ideas. We need to make sure that Epicity is branded. So spare me one second. We'll play a quick station identifier. All
right.
What's up? This is your girl, Benita Applebaum, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio. All right. Rob, that was amazing. And I'm just imagining what was just birthed in this moment, in this time that we've taken, just to take a different approach to being, you know, inspiring one another. And I think we just inspired something very beautiful. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Ideas. So amazing. And I think that... the piece that Javi bought had inspired a piece that you wanted to read, Danielle. Is that right? Do you still have that piece?
Yeah, made me want to read something.
Okay. All right. Well, I just want to take the time out to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Rob, thank you for that beautiful, you know, the background and the introduction for a lot of us to the djembe drum. And how much it can do, and I'm really excited to see what you and Javi create with that vibration that you just captured there. So thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay, we're going to let La Perla Negra take us out with her poem. And again, thank you guys for joining us on Epiphany Radio. Danielle, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Rain and Love Come Full Force. He makes love to her in the rain because he knows of her love of water and that it heals her. He loves the way her hair rests on her shoulders when it's wet and how the shine of her melanin is enhanced by tiny droplets of fresh fallen. He watches her get drenched before he touches, because he knows that when two givers indulge in such a connection, like magic, and he is an alchemist. She stands obediently, motionless, allowing him to indulge in the visual of raindrops performing pirouettes on her skin after she completely soaked. He approaches, and with every step forward, he can feel the heightened intensity of her energy. When their bodies touch, he leans in, whispering in her ear, "I'm jealous of the world for keeping you away from me." Scent is intoxicating, so I'm going to use my body to worship you. Then he bites her on her neck and sucks, just hard enough to leave his mark, because he wants the world to know she belongs to someone, that she belongs to him. They share a passionate kiss, but he stops and looks in her eyes. She knows submission is everything to him, so she nods and tells him, "You had my yes before time began." And that caused his nature to rise and harden. So now it was a must he taste her before entering.
He wrapped his arms around her and started kissing her with more passion, gently backing her against the tree. He knelt down, lifted her leg over his shoulder, kissed her thigh, and used his lips to part her lips. Her wetness was so silky and different from the wetness of the rain. He loved it. He grabbed her ass and began sucking her clit until he could feel her about to climax. As her body shook, he continued to suck and make circles around her clit with his tongue. She tried to push him away after coming in his mouth, but he just kept on pushing his face in further, determined to get what he wanted. He needed her to squirt, to gush. He needed to drink her deep. Drink he did. He could feel her body weaken after making her come so hard, so he lay them on the grass, kissing and caressing each other's body. She wanted to taste as he tasted her, because he wanted more of her life-giving water. And she knew that when he wanted her to come, he wanted her to come. So she looked at him and said, "May I?" He nodded and pulled on her and pulled her to sit on his face. After positioning herself well, she leaned in, kissing his thighs while stroking his dick. Her mouth just watered, sucking his balls, popping them in back and forth until she couldn't take it anymore. This now had become a game of control, and she was determined to win. She held him in her hand, giving it a few more strokes before kissing the head, allowing the saliva to build in her mouth, sliding her lips down slowly, chasing the saliva, and a firm suck back up and back down until she couldn't go any further, and she gagged. Back up to the tip, as her tongue danced circles around the head, she bobbed up and down several times until he moaned. She knew he was about to reward her when he released her clit. The more she sucked and licked, the more he moaned, and the juicier her mouth, the wetter her pussy. She started coming and gave one last deep throat as he squeezed her thighs, crying out, "Oh, shit." I took her over the top. She came, and as she milked his soul, and I said, "Peace."
Ciao. Baby, baby.